from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Talking to us.
But he wanted to talk about a Steph trade, and I always wonder what that take is, because
it's a bad one is what I like to call it.
Right.
It's a bad one.
Well, I'll tell you what they gotta do, guys.
Just my opinion.
You gotta trade Steph now to get maximum value. You gotta kick this thing. You gotta look 3 years down the road, okay? It's time for them to break this thing apart. Curry's gotta go. Curry's gotta go.
Why are you so scared? It's funny because you can use that sentence for both opinions. Okay, I respect all opinions. If you think that they should trade Steph, fine. I vehemently disagree with you. I think it goes way, way deeper than basketball. That would be my take. I would ask you, if you think the Warriors should trade Steph, I would ask you to go well beyond the general manager's room. I'd like you to go talk to all the rooms. Go talk to all the rooms. Go to the business office.
Yep.
And just say, we're trading Steph. See how that goes. And if you're not thinking of those things, I'm sorry, you have to think of those things. That's a very, very big part.
Our ticket sales go up if you trade Steph.
For picks?
This guy's bringing us down. Zach.
We got Zach Edey.
I like Edey.
Yeah, you do?
In the second round.
Okay. I don't understand that idea. And I don't think that you'll get what you think that you're going to get. I think that there's this, again, a figment of our imagination that goes on in people's brains. If we trade Steph, then we're going to end up with Wembanyama in 2 years, which, by the way, looks really exciting. However, even Wembanyama, what does that actually mean in the NBA in the future? I would argue correctly, by the way, the only answer remains, we don't know. Yes, rookie of the year. Do I think he's going to be a problem? Absolutely. I think he's going to be unbelievable. I also know the Spurs had one of the worst records in the NBA this year. And I do think it'll get better. And I think he'll be amazing and all the same things you think. But I don't know if Victor Wembanyama is going to equal championships in 2029. I have no clue. And I'd bet against it. I just think you largely have to operate as a sports team this way. And that is, go for it. Just go for it. Not irresponsibly, but go for it. If you think you might be good, go for it. If you're wrong, I'm okay with that. Go for it. It's the same conversation I'm trying to have with Grandy over here, who before July 1st even gets here, he already wants to trade all the Giants. Just sell. Well, look. Maybe. You might be right. It's not that day yet. It's not that day yet. Do you know for sure that last night's win didn't start an 8-game win streak? Do you know for sure?
No.
Do you think it will? Neither do I.
Seriously.
I don't even think it's going to start a 2-game. I don't think it's going to start a 2-game win streak. But I don't know. And so it's not time to freak out and just blow everything up and sort of act from your negative emotion. The Warriors are also not there yet. You're not there yet because trying to be good this year does not necessarily, in my opinion, do the thing that everyone's so worried about and blow up the future.
Well, especially if you ask them, and by them, I mean Draymond and Steph and Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy Jr. and Joe Lacob, and they are all of the same mind, which is, you know, if Draymond plays, if we win three more games, we're a six seed, and then we're a real playoff team, and then who knows what can happen. I was, you know, listening to clips today from Steve Kerr on another show, and he was talking about that very thing, about 46 wins isn't nothing. So I think that
not wrong.
Their mindset, though, is different than our mindset. Our mindset is, you're a 10 seed, you're not close, do something dramatic because you're not even close to being good enough to do anything. Their mindset is, 46 wins normally is a real thing, and this year it wasn't, and the West is better, we know that, and we have to get better, and Steve has to get better, and the players that they have to improve, and everybody has to get better. Their mindset is not blow it up. Their mindset is, if we lose Clay and we lose Chris Paul, we have to replace those players.
Yes.
And I do think that they're telling you that by GP2 opting in and Kevon Looney, they picked it up. They're looking at every other piece, and Clay's the one thing that they can't control. And if they lose Clay, they're going to want to replace Clay with somebody who's as good, if not better, than Clay.
By the way, they're not wrong with that thought that you are talking about right now.
We don't know that.
No, they're not wrong that 46 wins, through all the frustration that you all feel about last year, the Warriors didn't suck. I'm sorry. They just didn't. They might have, by your standards, they might have based on your expectations. They were, and this is a fact now, this is math. I know you love math.
Mm.
They had a better record last year than they did the year before when they were the sixth seed and went to the conference semifinals. That's just true.
Yeah.
Now, I know how people will respond to that. Yeah, but Mark, the West is better, and here's what Denver and Minnesota and Dallas, here's what they're going to do next year. You don't know. You don't know how it's going to go. So the Warriors are not wrong. If you're still like, I'm not on the camp of like, oh, if Draymond doesn't get suspended, they'd have been the three seed. I'm not in that camp either. And I don't think they were great last year. But I do think, and I've said this before, I sometimes feel like the fan base sounds like they went 36 and 46.
Right.
Not 46 and 36. And I get why. Standards are high, as they should be. But this idea that the Warriors are just like, it's over, they're junk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Let's just sell this thing off for parts. I don't understand that. I don't even understand it, let alone agree with it.
Well, they don't understand it and they don't agree with it. And last year, 46 wins would have been good for a 4 seed. And the year before that, it would have been a 7 seed. And the year before that, and I'm going pre-pandemic because the two previous years were not full years, but if you go back to 2018, 2019, 46 wins was a 9 seed. So it's not as easy as, okay, 46 wins, you're going to be there, you're going to be a top 6 and the rest of it, because I do think that the West is deeper and it's tougher now. So you probably have to get to 50 wins to really be a team that can be one that looks at the playoffs and says, yeah, we're a playoff team at 50 wins. There's no doubt. But 46 over the history, even if you go back to 2017, 2018, 46 wins was a 9 seed. So 46 wins is not good enough.
No,
and I know that it's not nothing, and Steve is right, but you do have to get more into the 50-win realm,
for sure.
I think, to really think of yourselves as a real player in the West.
For sure, but if your goal is to get to 50 wins and you fell 4 wins short, that doesn't sound to me like, you know what, I've pretty much had it around here. Let's get rid of everybody.
Agreed.
Like, that's not where they are. Tim in Stockton on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Tim. What are you doing?
Oh, man, driving to Stockton, Mark, and getting ready to call this Ports game. I think my nightmare scenario is standing pat. Just kind of be like, okay, we're gonna play Moody more, face Zach Javis starting from the beginning this time, you know, a cohesive unit, no Draymond suspension. That's going to work. I don't want to blow anything up, but I think standing pat without making something splashy happen, I think is my nightmare. So that would be what would upset me, because to you guys' point, you know, the West is the West, and you got to try to keep up with the Joneses. I think that's mine.
Tim, have a good call and a safe drive. I think that's a pretty interesting answer, actually. The fear is doing absolutely nothing at all. Like, all the things we talk about right now, does Klay stay, does Klay go, what do the Warriors do? Don't you feel like, of the three answers, if I gave you the Warriors do something big, or the Warriors just totally start dedicating everything to Kuminga and people who haven't turned 25 yet, or they just bring back pretty much the exact same roster minus Chris Paul, isn't that maybe the least interesting thing?
Yeah.
Is doing exactly what you did before. And I don't think that they will do that.
I don't either, but it's definitely the most prudent, as opposed to expend so many more assets to bring in, you know, Paul George, who you then have to pay a bunch of money to, or Kevin Durant, who you have to pay a bunch of money to, and get you back into that second apron. I do think that the more prudent move would be, and maybe they're just all virtue signaling that by saying, you know, we were close, 46 wins, and if we had Draymond, you know, we were a lot closer than you think. It seems to me like they're signaling that, and maybe it's the under-promise and over-deliver idea that you talk about, but I do start to think more and more like a big move, if it doesn't happen, they're more likely just to bring everyone back.
Let's go back to Foster City, the scene of the original crime, and find out and get an update on Pat's vacation. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm guilty as charged. So
no, where are you going? So, we all want to know. Where are you going
no,
this
no,
summer?
No, nowhere exciting. So, but anyway, I think with the Warriors, you know, NBA players, you know, they're statistically in their prime at 26, 27, 28 years old. And bottom line is, Warriors have no one in that age group, and we won't for another 3 years unless we change the roster. They're all over 32 or they're under 22. And I just think that's a bad place to be in today's NBA. So to me, I agree with the last caller. You know, the biggest fear I have is they don't do much and they just keep it, run it back the same, except that everybody's going to be a year older and a year tireder. I mean, we've seen enough of what they can do, and they're not going to get better. These guys are not going to get better. They're on the downside, no matter how you look at it. All of these guys that are, older or whatever. So, you know, for me, you know, what assets do the Warriors have? Well, clearly Curry is by far and away the greatest asset, and there's not really even a close second. So I think for Lakeup, he needs to decide, you know, do we keep Curry or do we keep him until he retires and then we have a big celebration and basically get nothing for him, or do you get some tremendous value from him now and change this roster so you get a couple guys that are 26, 27 that are in their prime so that the team can actually be better next year and be way better in 2 or 3 or 4 years after Steph leaves? Because we go with like Paul George or Durant, one of these guys, you know, maybe they do a little better the next year or two, but after that, You got crumbs, man. You got nothing.
No, I mean, no, actually, see, this is what I'm arguing, Pat, and I really appreciate your call, and I think it's very well thought out, and it's a defensible position, but I couldn't disagree with any of it more. Like, honestly, you have no clue what you're left with in 2 years if it plays out that way, because there's 100 things that are going to happen between now and then. There's three more NBA drafts. There's three more NBA off seasons. There's all kinds of movement that can take place. And Pat, I can help you when you say Joe Lacob needs to decide whether or not he's going to keep Curry and then just have a parade at the end of his career or trade him now. He's already decided he's keeping Steph Curry. It is the most interesting concept that keeps coming up that I guarantee you has never come up once inside
right.
of the Chase Center hallways. Not even come up. And I confidently can say that. There's no way they're doing that.
In all the what-if conversations, like, what if, guys, just work with me here. What if we trade Steph Curry and we get 7 first-round picks over the course of the next 10 years and we really rebuild this thing, and in 2037, we're back, baby. We're back. Hello?
Yeah.
Did I lose you guys?
Well, here's the other thing. I also think, another figment of our imagination, what we would get in return for Steph.
Right.
You heard what he said. 2 players who are 25 and in their prime. Nope. No one's giving you that for Steph Curry.
Right.
Because, and I know you're going, wait a minute. No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. Because they've got to find a way to equal $57 million of salary to send back in return. Like, in order to do that, 25-year-olds usually aren't making that. If 25-year-olds are making that, that means their names are Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They're not doing that. That, like, Steph has got to go to a team that's like, okay, that puts us over the top, but we're not putting all our eggs in this basket because he's 37 years old. I just think that in our minds, we're like, wow, the whole world would love to have Steph. Yes, they'd love to have him, but what's the function of making that happen? What's the scenario where it works? Who are the players coming back? Like, you could build up draft capital. You could do that. You want draft capital for Steph Curry?
No.
Oh, gosh, that idea makes me vomit.
You don't want anything for Steph Curry, but the only thing you would get for Steph Curry would be draft capital. And you could look at the other players that were traded, and, you know, you had the situation where OKC traded Paul George, right? And they got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and they got draft picks, and that was a great deal. And that would be what you were hoping for, but even at that, it's taken Oklahoma City 3 years of SGA
yep.
to be on their team to get to what? The conference semis? Is that what you want? Because that's what you'd be getting.
There you go.
And the OKC is a great model for trading stars to get assets. And here we are now, what, 7 years later?
Yeah,
and they're still chasing it.
And they were the one seed, and it didn't go anywhere.
Right.
Represented by Fremont Bank.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.